have at it.
Yeah.
The I was just talking to Becky earlier about the sunset the other night.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool.
It turns all pink and orange and awesome.
Yeah, I got some cool-ass pictures of it. That's and tonight it looks like there's going to be some really cool colors.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of great variety of clouds up there to capture the light.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a mad sunset tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to be there.
We're going to take it down.
All the colors of the rainbow, including indigo. We're going to all be there in the sunset tonight.
Whenever somebody asks for an impression, I always forget that I can do a really good, like, macho man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always forget.
You need to know which impressions you have in your pocket.
But, like, it depends on the situation, though, like, what I could, like, say.
Right.
Because like, there's got to be something you could say that would, like, instantly, like, macho man it up.
Right.
And just, like, all I can think is always just, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Macho man is going to take it to ya.
Oh, yeah. It's an addicting little sound bite.
Yeah.
You know, just today, for some reason, or yesterday, recently, there was something about Mr. T. Dang it. I know that started the move by itself.
I was like, what is that?
I saw it rolling. I'm like,
saw something out of the corner of my eyes. Like, whoa! Oh, it's just an umbrella. Good. That was leaning
it didn't,
over.
It didn't ham. But
I pity the fool.
Yeah, something about yeah. Yes, and I wish. Dang it! It's almost. Oh, I know. It was.
Was it like
Mr. A... so you know? It's one of a local. I know. This is the worst. The there's a local. Weather woman.
Okay.
Named Sasha Fu.
Sure.
Actually, you heard of Sasha Fu?
No. But
you've not?
I see what this you've is not heard of Sasha
Fu. Well, no. that's Mr. T's drag name. Sasha Fu. Sasha Fu. I'm Sasha Fu. That's what it is. Yeah. My name is Sasha Fu.
Oh, man. So. Dude, it'd be like, there's like an internet troll waiting to like combine her giving a weather report. And like, it's going to be bright and sunny. And then like, it's instantly raining. And then like, I pity the fool.
Sasha Fu.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, Sasha Fu.
Oh, man. Are you going to do that thing like now? Or do you want to do it in post and put it in later?
No.
Or,
no, we're going to do it live.
Okay. So then we'll get the junk out of the way right now. And we'll say, check out lifesabinge.com. Check out our Facebook at Life's Binge. Check out our social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff at Life's Binge as well. And follow the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. There's a bunch of cool dudes over there that we really like working with. Listen to The Degenerates and This Week in Zoltan and all of our old school podcast buddies. They're all good stuff. So check them all out. And, every once in a while, you guys are going to get the reruns. And, we gave you one last week because it was like burning hot.
1,000,000 degrees.
Like, it was the worst. And I was like,
it was terrible everywhere.
I was like, I don't really want to. And you were like, I'm glad you said that because I don't really want
to. Nobody wanted to do anything.
Yeah, it was like, awful.
It was too hot for
and,
everything.
I do want to say, without getting too much into it, and I wish we had something set up for us, but we don't. But if you can donate something, please donate to maybe the Red Cross, do the text number, and help the folks out. And don't forget about the Northwest. The Northwest is on fire, guys. Like, it's burning down to the ground, and the Southeast is flooded. So,
Mother Nature.
Everything's a mess right now. And not just in the U.S. either. Like, Cuba and the Dominican Republic and all that stuff is just taking a beating. So
seems to be focused on the United States.
It does come our way. So,
Mother Nature has got a grudge.
If you can do something, you know, help out. Help the folks out.
Well,
nice
I bet you every listener we have probably
they
knows
probably
somebody,
done it. Yeah.
And probably knows somebody who's
somewhere
directly related.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody in Florida's got to leave. Everybody has to leave Florida.
Yeah.
The entire state has to leave.
You know what's so cool though is that they got that, like they were on it, like they were on top of it because they're like, we just had Harvey come through and look what happened. So everyone, get out. Get out now. There's a bigger one right behind.
A humongous one.
Get out now. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's probably a good idea.
The
What? Oops. Dude, Siri's sorry, like, Siri. Siri's spying.
Siri wanted to get in on it.
But anyway, yeah, that's enough on that stuff. But we're glad to be back with you guys this week. And yes. So let's get things rolling.
Yes.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Yes.
Good times.
So in the last couple minutes, the sun has missed.
It's getting there.
Yeah, it was just lighting up these clouds over here. Yeah. And then lighting a bit.
It's definitely getting there.
We may have to, in the middle of recording, have to like
you're gonna pause and check
on the
pictures,
check on the sun, check on the sunset.
I'm okay with that.
And then put it on the
page. Life's a Binge Instagram. Yeah. We could do that.
Which we Instagram. Never do. Now you can like make me a manager or whatever. On
yeah,
it?
You just have to log in,
and then
you can post whatever you want
under Life's a Binge
anytime. Yes.
Okay, I need to do that.
Yeah,
Instagram's where it's at.
It
Instagram's
is.
Like more popular than everything but Facebook, right? Pretty
yes.
much.
Yes. That is accurate, as far as my old brain knows.
Twitter?
Yeah.
More so than Twitter?
Well, Twitter died out for a while, but then, you know, POTUS kind of brought it back a little
Twitter
bit.
Twitter sucks. You know what? Fuck Twitter. and because the president, you know.
Sure, if that's how you feel.
No, I can't. Yeah. I have to suck Twitter's dick.
That's what I have to do. That feels good.
Yep. Yeah. I love you, Twitter. I love your brief.
Do you...
Dumbing down
do
of society.
You don't use Twitter, right, at all? Like
I,
you don't
I do. I've
you
tweeted.
Don't look at no, but do you read Twitter?
I don't know how. Like, what do you do?
You get on,
yeah, you follow people.
Yeah,
my feed. All right, you my would, feed. All right, let me open up my feed.
You would probably really enjoy Twitter if you actually started using Twitter.
I've kind of tried, but I. You know what it reminds me of in a way?
Because you can learn a lot of stuff about a lot of things as right, soon
Twitter.
As they happen on Twitter.
All right. So, see what's happening in the world right now. Get started. Oh, because I have a new phone. I know.
Yeah, don't do that right now. Do your thing. Do your thing that you're going to do.
All right.
And don't screw it up because it's live and I'm not going to edit.
Good. Good, good. Who needs to edit?
I might need to turn the volume, but we're going to go. I'm just going to be quiet now. You do your thing.
Live from San Diego, California, hello, it is me, Howard Cosell, inviting you to sit down with the giants of television and entertainment talk. I'm talking about Jared, the mailman Weintraub, sitting in against BJ, the absent-minded Professor Lawrence. In the warm, comfortable confines of San Diego, California, specifically North Park. And tonight, we were going to talk about such great topics as... football, fantasy football, some television shows that Jared has watched, some television shows that BJ has watched, MoviePass, and is it a scam? Well, we're going to talk about that too, all tonight on Life's a Binge. That was the worst Howard Cosell of all time.
That was great.
Howard Cosell, there it is. See, if I would have started, I should have done a little practice run. Howard Cosell. Muhammad, I have to ask you.
It was perfect.
Oh, yeah. It does go on and on. Hold on.
It's
let's
over.
See.
It's over now.
It is. 9 seconds. Yeah. Monday Night Football theme. Heavy action.
I can't tell if that was going or not.
What do you mean?
Like, I turned down the volume and stuff, but it was still the same volume the whole time.
Do you think it recorded?
There's a thing there. But if it didn't, I'll just edit it in. I know that sound.
Cool.
Yeah. It should be there. I just don't know why it's...
If it's not, you'll make it like magic, like
it
was. It
was, yeah.
Boom.
The people that are listening right now are like, what are you even talking about? There
yeah,
was
of course
totally
it's
music there.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that theme, that's my, for me, that's my most iconic theme of football.
That's probably mine, too. When I listen, but then I hear the other ones, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that
are
one.
You ready if it wasn't football?
That one, they can't use that anymore. Because then you like.
Because he's a racist? A rapist?
Racist.
Racist.
Yes.
Okay.
And just like everyone else, you yep. know,
yep.
everyone he's done. Everyone that's famous has done something.
Mm-hmm.
Like what did Louis C.K.? Louis C.K. is now tainted.
Is he? He is.
Oh, you haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah. You can't like Louis C.K. anymore.
No, because he did what?
Allegedly.
Okay.
A lot, allegedly.
Okay.
He has invited people to his hotel and then locked them in and stood between them and the door and then masturbates in front of them.
No.
Yes.
No.
A lot of times.
No.
Yep. That's a thing.
That's the thing that they're saying?
Oh, a lot of people. Yes.
No.
Yep. And it sucks, right? It's a bummer.
It does suck. It doesn't suck. I got to tell you, it sucks.
Right.
Like, and I know a lot of people, like, I like Louis C.K.
Right.
But I know a lot of people who love Louis C.K.
Correct.
Who worship, essentially, Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I know for them, it sucks a little bit more. Or maybe they're like, some of the comedians are like, eh, who cares?
But see, that's the thing, like, it's not.
That's not Bill Cosby bad.
No. But see, that's the thing.
But it's like, bad.
It's bad. It's totally bad.
It's very bad.
It is a non-intrusive sexual assault.
But it's
and it's like, oh man, like, come on.
Yeah, it's not good.
And
it's not right.
It's all alleged at this point, but apparently a lot of people have said that that's a thing that
happens. Dang it. Well, I, you know.
But anyway, we're not talking about that.
Well, let me say
you can talk about it all you
how
want.
Much well I don't want to have anything to say about Louis C.K.
sure
but on that same topic how much it sucks
right
that that Bill Cosby is you know is a sexual predator.
He got acquitted, didn't he?
I don't know,
they dropped all charges or
did
something.
They
Because, like, I don't know. I forget. I think he's free, though. Free and clear.
Is he?
I think so. But it's like, I think. But everyone's like, duh, we all know.
Like, OJ's free?
Yeah, exactly. OJ's, like, real free. Like, he's out of jail in, like, a week. Something like that.
He was free for murder.
Well, yeah. That's definitely true.
He was free for all that.
You would think, if you're OJ Simpson, and you get away with the crime of the century.
Yeah.
Why would you go and break it? Like, dude, why would you ever do? I would set my cruise control at like 25. I would never speed. I would never do anything else wrong ever again in my life.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
And he's like, I got to go break into this guy's house and get my merch back. Like,
maybe felt like he needed to be punished. You know,
doubt it, dude.
Come on, dude. As strong as our conscience is, he was ready to kill himself.
Yeah.
He was ready to, like, kill himself in the car.
But he didn't.
He didn't. You know, that's so funny. We all felt sorry for him at that time. Yeah. Like, we were all like, oh, shit, he did this.
Right.
Like, clearly he did it.
Yeah.
And he's, like, pretty much admitting that I did it.
Right.
And I'm going to just kill myself now.
Yep.
Get it over with. And everyone's, and I remember, like, thinking, my thought was, he was brokenhearted.
Right.
And she was cheating on him with this guy, with this waiter.
Right.
And
so that's why
it was a crime of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. No excuse at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At all. But still, that this was like the tragedy right. was that this is this crime of passion where, oh, he's heartbroken. But it's more fucked up than that. He's
like
way more. Yeah. He's all controlling
worst.
And
it's the worst
and abusive. Like,
it's the worst.
But Bill Cosby, the thing that's tragic about him, besides all the rape. Which is super tragic.
Yeah.
Besides all that, it sucks because he did a whole bunch of really good things,
right?
Like for society,
right?
Like a whole bunch of good stuff. Yeah. And I'd hate to think that like we have to take away all of that because he also raped a whole bunch of women.
Well, and see that. They were just talking about this on the Degenerate podcast because they were talking about Louis C.K. because they're a bunch of comedians and
yes,
they talk about comedy.
Makes sense.
And we talked about it briefly on something, but it's like, how do you, like, can you get rid of the good? Like, where do you, I listened to another podcast called The Who Goes There podcast. My buddy Chris talks about horror movies. They go and see horror movies and then they do reviews on them.
Cool.
And, they were talking about the same thing because they just watched, it was like a movie from 2010 or something, Jeepers Creepers, and the director of that is like a pedophile.
And so they're like... A convicted or something?
Yep,
or?
Yep. And so they're like, can we watch the movie?
Right.
Like, do you watch Woody Allen movies?
Right, exactly.
Like, do you watch Roman Polanski movies?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, it's a good movie. But it's like... I'm contributing, aren't I? Like, I'm enabling, yeah. sort of. And so it's like a, this weird, like, trying to be on the outside. Like, I like The Cosby Show. Like,
right.
I would love to watch an episode of The Cosby Show because I'm like, that was a good show that I grew up on that instilled moral values mm-hmm. and it opened a lot of people to good, like, portraying black people in a good light.
Right, yeah. Like, that wasn't Sanford and Son working right. at a junkyard.
Right,
or,
like, he's a doctor and she's a lawyer. Right. Like, it was this well-to-do black mm-hmm. family, and it was like, that show did so much good, like you're saying, yeah. to society and stuff, and it's like, but can I watch it anymore?
I don't know. That's a discussion that's been had a lot.
And you can't. There's no right answer. Like if you want to watch The Cosby Show, I can't be like, how dare you watch The Cosby Show? Don't right. you know that he is a rapist?
Right.
How dare you?
And you'd be legit.
And I have that right yeah, to be have that. But you'd you. Be legit. But at the same time, you're like, you know what? Like,
I'm not thinking about that.
I can separate it. Like I can separate it. Like. I don't know. It's so weird.
It's and like Tom Cruise. You know, he's guilty. A crazy Scientologist.
Right.
But he's a very good movie star.
He's so good at
he's
movies.
He's an excellent movie star.
Right.
Like, he plays a movie star. He does that leading role great.
Yeah.
He jumps around the couch and acts like an idiot and has these, clearly, these God issues involved right. with this. But for whatever reason, we put that aside. So, yeah, that's a great conversation.
Right.
Like, that's a whole... But, you could do, like, a really nice piece about that, like a several
you could,
several episode
it,
piece.
And
about
it would have to be, like, a big... I wonder if there's, like, an actual... Somebody's done a study or something on it. Like, ethics. Somewhere, somebody's done ethics on that, where uh-huh. it's like, this is your favorite celebrity. Like, say it's your favorite celebrity. Well, right. like Michael Jackson. Because Michael Jackson,
for sure.
I believe
that's a
Michael
great
Jackson,
example.
I believe in my heart of hearts that he is completely innocent of all crimes.
Oy.
I do.
That's great. And we don't know any other otherwise.
Right. That's why I choose to believe it. Because it was never, ever proven by any means ever. Ever.
I don't know that, so I can't really say for
right.
sure.
No, there was never any proof of it. Otherwise, he would have gone to jail.
Well, I mean, because he paid off. That way, you could also, with that same logic, you could say there's no proof of Trump committing fraud with his Trump universities because they you know.
But there's no proof.
There's plenty of proof
well,
of
see,
it,
that,
but they
that's
settled.
Different then.
But they settled, and it's gone. And so that's why the same thing. They settled with Michael Jackson, and all that stuff is gone now. And you agree not to bring it up or talk about it in a settlement.
I suppose.
So we'll never know.
I suppose.
In fact, the odds and are with those type of settlements, odds are that he did do it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Michael Jackson or Trump?
Both of them.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And you're probably right, because I think there's some stat out there somewhere that's like, you know, like 90% of people that say they've been molested have been molested.
Exactly.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But it my...
Every criminal in prison.
In my knowledge of that, of the Michael Jackson one specifically, we're all over the board right now so far, and Michael Jackson one specifically... was that the kids never said anything. It was all the parents that would literally take them to the house and then, like, be like, oop, time to sue Michael Jackson for some money.
Maybe. You know, maybe.
Like, that's how I always saw it. And, like, you know, if anything happened to any kid out there, how come no, I know they can't, but, like, how come they haven't been like, here's my tell-all, like, I don't give a shit about repercussions. He's dead. Here's my tell-all. Michael Jackson raped me or whatever. Like, how come that hasn't ever come up ever?
Well,
with
I mean,
anybody,
I don't know.
It's weird, right? That's well, why I choose to believe in my heart.
I know that there was a
because
handful
I really
of payoffs.
Don't,
though.
I don't want I mean, anything. Guys, so
I,
good.
I don't either. You know, and that's the thing too, is that like, especially for me, like that was the, like, God, I cried like a baby when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
You know, like he was such a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
My entire life up until the time he died.
Right.
That I would like to not think of him in those ways. And that's the same way with OJ, man. No one wanted to think about OJ that way.
The juice, dude.
He was the God. Hero. He was a movie star.
Yep.
Run through the airports with luggage and Hertz rent-a-car and
yep.
be in movies and
he was great.
And rush for 2,000 yards and,
right.
you know, and do all these great. Amazing things.
And then he killed his wife and her lover.
Yeah. With a knife.
Yeah.
Stabbed him.
Ouch. Anyway. So speaking of rushing for 2,000 yards,
Football. Oh, we're back to football. Oh, you're ready for some football.
No, we can't do that song. That's the whole, that was spawned that whole thing.
Oh, that's right, because he's a
racist.
Cyst. Okay. Right.
Speaking of, have you heard about Louis again? No. Okay.
So,
oh, man. Football, dude.
So it's football. You know what's funny? Yeah. So for the past several years, for myself, football has been this thing that was forever. It's been Sunday night.
Sure.
Monday night.
Yep.
Or Sunday, Monday night. And right. then in the last few years, Thursday night, whatever. But I right. hate Thursday night. We didn't worry about that. But
I like Thursday.
I fucking hate it. But but anyway, so that and then as my older nephew was playing football.
Now you have
it became Friday night. So we became like every Friday night for three years.
You did the Friday Night Lights thing in real life.
Yep.
Yep.
And then maybe watched a little college, maybe on Saturday.
Right.
And pro on Sunday.
Right. But now Anthony is playing college. And so, Richie is playing high school.
Right. So now we have Friday night, which I am so stupid, and I missed Richie's game on Friday night.
Boo.
And he had his first catch of the season.
No.
Yes.
Was it a touchdown?
No.
Okay, fair wasn't. Enough. Good. Good. He doesn't need a touchdown. He just
well, you know,
one.
He's
no
waiting for
deal.
Me to be there because right. when he got a touchdown freshman year, I just happened, and I remember it was traffic and stuff. I was coming straight from work. But I just happened to be walking into the game in the end zone, and they're like on the 3 or 4 yard line.
Right.
And I just happened to like run my camera
nice.
And capture him catching his one of two touchdowns that he caught that year.
That's awesome.
Right in front of me.
Wide receiver or tight end?
He's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we have Friday night football with Richie now with, so we've been watching Grossmont football
forever.
For
8 years.
Long time. And my brother, Tony, has been doing the play-by-play, the PA announcing for the last 6-7 years
right.
or so. And so he's become quite the kind of a...
Yeah, he's like a local...
Yeah, I mean, he's the mayor of La Mesa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the mayor of La Mesa.
Yeah.
In the next 10 years, he'll be the mayor of La Mesa.
The actual mayor.
The actual mayor.
Right, yeah.
He's the unofficial mayor of
exactly.
La Mesa. Like, if we do ever have a mayor of SeaWorld... election, you know, I will get the official title of mayor of SeaWorld. But
really? You think so?
Who's going to be mayor of SeaWorld? What? Who's going to be mayor? Oh.
I mean, I was the mayor.
Dude, you were not the mayor.
I was. I had a sash and everything.
You were not the mayor.
I was.
Dude.
It was a character I played, but I was still the mayor.
But the mayor of SeaWorld.
You know what?
The official, unofficial mayor of SeaWorld
of people,
has been me for at least
of people
8 years.
Left? You, that's got to be you. You're
but
the only
I was the mayor.
Left.
I was the mayor back then too.
I'm just saying.
I was the mayor.
You could have. It could have competed. You could have competed.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
You could have.
There's no could have.
Dallas could have competed.
Dallas could have too. But he'll tell you right now. I'm the mayor, and I've been the mayor for a long time. Because I'm much. Well, Dallas will tell you because he's not. He's the mayor of Claremont.
He doesn't want to be the mayor.
He's the mayor of Claremont. But
I
that's
be the mayor of something.
You could be the mayor of something, you know.
I got nothing to be the mayor of.
Sure, this is the mayor of El Cajon. El Cajon needs a mayor.
It's not going to be me.
It needs to be you.
It's not.
It needs to be you.
It's not going to be.
Who's it going to be?
Somebody from the Middle East.
No, it's just got to be somebody friendly with the Middle East because we have such a big Iraqi or Iranian. We have the biggest Iraqi population in the country.
I do know. And I do know El Cajon very, very well.
That's great.
I grew up there, and now I deliver mail there. If you live in the 920, if you
should,
if you,
dude, if you and Tony
if
running
you live,
being mayor at the same time, that can happen.
If you live in the 92021 zip code, I have taken your mail to your house, guaranteed.
92021.
Correct. I've delivered every address in that zip code.
See, there.
I've literally been to every house in that.
So just get ready, all right?
Okay.
And whatever,
I'd have to like
whatever
start
sex tapes you
stuff.
Have and stuff like that.
Nah,
get ready.
Gone.
They're gonna be.
Those are all gone.
They'll come out.
Snapchat deletes those pictures, right?
Sure. Sure, they do.
I'm sure someone will Photoshop my face. They'll be like, yeah, look at this. He like flashed me one time.
Yep.
It'll be like a big old huge cock,
He's
and I'll be like, wrong. Mine's like, well, just okay, decent.
I'll go down. Yep. Actually, sorry, everyone. Yeah, that... I must retire.
No,
because
like,
clearly you caught me in the
that's
act.
That's my picture.
Yes.
Yeah, you got me. Yes, I am a foot long. Yes, that's me.
Yeah, small sacrifices, you know.
Well, anyway.
Tony's going to run for mayor, probably.
Is he really?
Probably.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Of San Diego?
Of La Mesa.
There is, like, county mayors like that?
La Mesa's a city.
Right.
So there's a mayor of the city.
What? That's weird.
There's a mayor of El Cajon.
Yeah, I know it. I know that. I do know that.
Okay.
My brain's just thinking, like, San Diego mayor. And, like, that's the person that's the mayor. But,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're, like,
I
the real
that.
Mayor. It's true, though. Like,
we got to get the mayor on the fucking show.
You can probably do that.
I could do that.
We had an ex-mayor.
We did. It's time to get Kevin on the show.
He's not going
to
be on this show. He doesn't do anything. Why would he be on our show?
Well, unless because that's why. Because he doesn't do anything.
Unless you literally say, like, we're not going to talk to you about the stadium. We're not going to talk to you about
soccer. No, no,
no. We're not going to talk about
Jack. We don't have to say anything like that. If we just say, come on the show, you owe us, because I talked to you at the Martin Luther King breakfast when my dad was the keynote speaker. And
you're going to blackmail the mayor?
Hell yeah. And I said, remember that time? You know, and you said you'd be on the show. And not only that, because I want to do other podcasts about bridging the gaps between parties and the partisan gaps. That Kevin and I are the same age, and then it would be a good thing. We could talk about just like trying to, because he at least talks that talk.
Sure,
he's kind of a lot of ways a kind of a.
He's like he's playing the game. He wants to be.
He wants to be more.
He wants to be governor.
Well, actually, I don't know if that's
president.
The case or not, but probably.
I think he's playing the game. Like, he won't come out this way or that way on stadium. He won't come out this way or that way on this.
No,
he's playing the political game because he wants to be the governor / president someday, probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
I think Todd does, too.
Like, if you want to go into politics.
Do you think that?
If you're going to go into politics, like, if you're like, I'm going to be the mayor of La Mesa. Do you think that that's where it ends? Like, I just want to be the mayor of La Mesa, and
yeah,
I want to
for
take
a lot
care
of people.
My town.
I do think
it.
That for a lot of people, yes.
And do you think, how much is a lot, percentage-wise?
Like,
local politics, do you think local politicians get involved in local politics because they want to stay in the city? What do you think the percent is?
Well, yes. It depends on the city. Like, so for big cities like San Diego,
sure.
In general, there's, like, larger, like, dreams and aspirations.
Okay.
But for smaller towns, I think they want to do their term as, you know, two-term mayor.
I'm your pediatrician, and I'm your mayor.
And I'm also the mayor. Yeah. Right. Or whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think it's more of it's like...
It's like a town
community.
Pride.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Like, sure. You're part in the community.
I just feel like if you're in a... Maybe it's just because I live born and raised in San Diego. If you're, like, in San Diego and you're like, I'm going to be the mayor of San Diego. I feel like if that's your dream, your real dream is you want to be the president. Like,
maybe.
Someday.
Maybe.
You're like, I'm gonna wrestle in San Diego, and I'm gonna run this gigantic economy, and I'm gonna take care of this, and I'm gonna take care of that, and I'm gonna prove that I can do politics, and I will be the governor of California next, and then after that, the presidency.
Maybe. No, maybe. You know, it's funny, as years ago.
But you could just be a council member forever.
You could be.
And
there are people who do that.
Yeah.
There are lots of people who do that.
I thought it would be so fascinating, but I don't know jack about anything, dude.
Dude, you'd learn fast. You know who does? You know who else doesn't know?
The current people.
Fucking president. Yeah, he doesn't know about this. Really? Yeah. Really?
What's going on?
So, but
the crowd at my disaster speech was huge.
It was huge, I tell you, huge. It was the biggest crowd you've ever seen. Everyone's evacuated.
Yeah.
Don't you even talk like that? We had a huge crowd.
Anyway.
So, yeah,
football,
I would
right?
like I would talk to Kevin about Donald Trump.
Sure.
He has to come out on Donald Trump.
He hasn't.
He won't come on our show now that nope. I said he has to
right.
do anything, he won't come
he
on.
He won't. Never.
He
ever.
Will come on. You know why? Cuz my friend Jen LeBron works in his office, and also I was talking to him earlier, like he was going to
just send
do
them
it.
The Todd Gloria one and be like, "Look, we talked to somebody else." Even
yeah.
though they hate each other. Just be like, "Look, we talked to
they don't
somebody.
Hate each other." I don't,
sure.
I don't think
like,
they
we talked to somebody else. Look, we treated them with whatever. We talked about the West Wing. It's cool. Just show up.
Yeah. And we didn't I mean I don't know.
We got political.
We got political, but we didn't like...
It wasn't like this or that, and like, what's your issue on this? Like, it wasn't...
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
It was just one.
Hey,
fun,
this is your job.
It was a fun chat.
It was kind of like, tell me about your job.
Right.
That's how it was.
It was a fun chat.
Which I would want... I would want Kevin to tell us.
That was so early on, dude, when we had Todd Gloria on our... It was like episode 15 or something. 16, 17. Something like that. That's like forever ago. That means crazy.
My ambition for like wrangling good guests. Dude, we're getting Jay Leno. All right.
You got to get back on it, man.
I do.
You slacked off.
I got a whole week off.
Yeah.
I got a whole week off.
That's right.
So I had almost a whole week off last week.
Right.
And now I have another. My next.
Oh, that's what
Sunday.
You're like. That's what you're like, blessing and a curse, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Next week. So right now.
Sure.
My next work day.
Yeah. Is Sunday?
Next Sunday.
No way.
Yes.
Ouch, dude.
Yes. Ouch.
That's rough. Anywhere? From any place?
From any place. No SeaWorld, no zoo.
No zoo, no animal park, no nothing.
No
huh?
nothing.
That's
yeah,
crazy
no,
talk.
No, yeah, no gigs right
and my,
now.
And my situation is the exact opposite.
You work every day between
I've
now
worked,
and then.
I've worked 7 days since last Sunday. And my only day off in the future is tomorrow, Monday. And then I work until next Tuesday.
All right. So speaking of day off.
Sure.
We're going to get on another topic that I want to talk about.
We haven't even talked about football yet. We're like, football's great.
Yep.
Politics.
Yeah, everybody knows football. Football, come on. Football started. We're happy about it. We'll talk about it.
I'm still going to call this episode football.
That's fine. Because football's going to be on tomorrow when we air it. So we'll like,
Monday Night Football, baby.
So. God damn it.
You were just going to talk about something else other than football.
Yes. Oh, MoviePass. So,
okay, yes.
So we talked about this briefly.
Yes.
That there's this new thing called MoviePass.
Apparently it's not new.
It's been around for several months.
It's been around for a while, and it's been more, it's just cost more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the new thing is that it's now $10.
$10 a month.
Yes.
$10 a month.
Correct.
And you can see a movie a day.
Correct.
Every day, a movie a day
for
10 months. Yeah, for
$9.95,
which is less than it costs to go see one movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid not to join it. So I joined. Right,
okay.
You know this.
Yes.
So a couple things.
Sure.
We need to. So I haven't gotten my card yet.
Okay. Right, because you do get. It's like a credit card that they
apparently
send you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right. So
were you with? I talked to somebody about this. Were you there?
We talked about it. You and I talked about it a little bit, but I didn't know about it as a credit card.
I talked to somebody that has it. And
okay,
they send
so that
you,
wasn't me.
They send you a credit card.
Like a MasterCard.
And you swipe it, right, and it charges whatever.
And then that company switches
that?
It up and pays for it.
If you were out there and we talked about this, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Who gave Jared the info about
I forgot.
MoviePass?
Sorry, I love you.
So
call me.
So I'm waiting for mine in the mail, and I've looked on their website and on the internets, and apparently like a lot of folks are like mad because they're like, what the hell? Where you know, so they had an exponential growth with this price drop.
Oh yeah.
And then so God, this is either brilliant. It's got to be brilliant. I'm sure it is.
The
this whole thing,
or?
Yeah. This whole thing, this whole like $10 thing.
But that's because I think as soon as you're there, you're gonna buy a popcorn. You're gonna buy a soda. That's the idea.
Maybe that's it. I don't know what it is. There's something, and
but
I'm not
nobody
seeing
goes,
it yet.
They're not going to the movies yet. Nobody's going to the movies. They'll go on an opening weekend of a blockbuster,
right?
But other than that, like they're not gonna go to the movies.
You're not filling up. You're not filling up those seats.
They're not.
That's right.
Anymore.
For sure.
Nope.
And those are just seats that are just sitting there waiting to be filled up.
To be filled up. So if you can make any money off of it, if you can make... Cause
it's almost like Priceline. It's like Priceline.
Right. Yeah.
For this fee, you could always go to a vacant... You could fly in any city for free for this fee.
That's probably the next big thing
for
travel.
Dude, that would be the shit.
Like, it's like $100 a month,
yep.
And you
and
just, like,
you
just
check
show
it.
Up to the airport.
And you just check it. Where can I go? Where can I go?
You just show up and, like, who has an empty seat? I'm on it.
Can I go here? Can I go here? Right. Yeah.
Even if it's, like, you know, Kentucky. You're like, I'm going to Kentucky today. Why? Because I got an open seat. Because I'm going.
I wonder, because... airlines still sell. They sell regularly.
Oh,
so it's not the same as like weekday movies or off-season movies where those are seats going empty for a lot of the week.
I wonder if they're going to lower this stupid price down just to get everyone to sign up and then be like, uh-oh.
What do you mean? The $10 price?
MoviePass.
It's $10.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They're gonna. Oh. And then they're like, "Thanks for signing up." Oops, we forgot to mention that in December it's going back up to $30.
Oh no, that would suck balls. If that happened, that would.
I'd be so mad. As long as you can cancel any time.
Apparently you can, but still, yeah, that would be bullshit.
It's like the biggest like clickbait of all time.
Well,
like,
I'm already wondering if it's not like just a huge scam to get millions of dollars. Because
who cares?
I care.
Can see movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like that. You never get a card. I'm like, where's my card?
Oh no, whoever you are.
you showed me the card.
I saw it with my own eyes. Who the hell was that? God. What did I do last week? I work too much. I can't even keep track of what
I was
doing.
Here's an idea. This is so...
So you signed up. Was it easy?
I signed up.
It was easy.
It was easy, but I still haven't gotten my card yet. So
how long ago was it?
10 or 11 days. Maybe more.
Stupid post office.
Yeah, they suck. They suck. But I have a feeling it's because they just got bogged down. Apparently their site keeps crashing. So anyway, apparently they work... let's just assume that they work out all the kinks.
Yeah.
Okay, and I get my card.
Sure.
And this is the thing. Where you can go to the movies for $10 a month.
Correct.
As many times as you want.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prime and great opportunity for us as a podcast.
Right.
Because it could get more people going out to the movies, and we could do a movie pass segment.
Correct.
And
we saw such and such this week.
Yeah. Courtesy of Movie Pass. Sign up for Movie Pass. Talk to them about a sponsorship.
Right.
Booyah! And then we do a segment every week. Our Movie Pass Club, where we talk about the movies that we saw, and every third or fourth episode, we do a half of the episode dedicated to movies that just came out
Not a bad idea.
That's what you got to do, man. We got to put them on tape. We got to record
it's
all
not
the good ideas.
A bad idea.
Record all the good ideas. So the Life's a Binge Movie Pass Club. It only costs you $10 a month. Life's a Binge doesn't get dick,
right?
But.
We could get sponsored.
We could get sponsored.
It never happened, but it could.
I will kill you.
I know. Sorry. I need to start prescribing by the secret. I need to.
Andrea and I got in a...
About the secret?
No. Well, kind of.
Because you know what I'm talking about, right?
I've seen the secret. Okay. I've seen the secret several times. I believe in the secret mostly.
I kind of do. I do... Not into the extent that they talk about it in the thing. I believe in the fact that if you put positive energy out there, good things will happen to you.
Yes.
Like, I definitely, it's karma.
Yes,
I believe
absolutely.
In karma, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And so.
I don't believe that if I'm like, I'm going to win the lottery, and I say that to myself every day, and I make a vision board of me winning, I don't believe I'm going to win the lottery.
Right.
Like, I don't believe that will happen.
Right.
But I do believe if I put positive vibes out, like, good things will happen.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
So, but I also believe that where your attention and your energy goes, you know, that things will follow that,
right.
You know?
Sure.
And so,
sure.
You know, it'll reflect whatever you are. And if you're always naysaying,
right.
Then you're going to have your naysaying.
Fine. I'll stop naysaying.
We're
going to get movie pass.
So anyway, that happened with Andrea just recently. Like I was like, baby, please
stop naysaying.
I need as a performer, especially like you need positivity.
It's very, very true.
You need to be. You don't need anyone telling you no, you can't, or why you shouldn't, or whatever.
Well, it's so funny because
positivity.
Like, I'm always the voice of positivity with Samantha and I, and so I wonder if this affects you. Our honeymoon is set in November.
Aruba?
Right next to Aruba.
Dominican Republic.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And
so the 5th through the 20th?
We're going through the
5th. I mean, 6th
through the 13th or
dude,
something.
Dude, that's right when we're going to be in there.
Right.
Maybe we can get a boat like to go to Dominican Republic.
If it's there.
Wouldn't that be cool?
If it's there.
It'll be there.
Samantha's like, they just said Punta Cana just got rocked by Irma. And I'm like, we're going to Punta Cana. Shit.
Oh, really? Well, it'll be there.
That's what I said. I was like, they're going to build that shit up so quick. Like,
and not only that, they're going to need it.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to need it.
I was like, they're going to
like,
get
I was wondering
it
the same
working.
Thing. If Aruba was going to get hurt by this. I haven't heard, but I haven't looked either.
It's tearing up the whole Caribbean, dude. Irma's just like a massive shit show. Like, if you're in the Caribbean, fuck you, Cuba! Fuck you, Dominican! Blah! Anyway.
Florida.
And so Samantha's, like, super worried. And I'm like, it'll be there. Don't worry. It's fine. Stop stressing. We're going to go. And if not, then we're going to get a refund and we're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. We fly to Miami.
Yeah, we fly somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that that's not.
It's like 2 months out. So
it is two
like,
months
it'll,
away.
It'll get cleared up.
But you know what? That's not very long. Two months.
Not.
We're going to be in the Caribbean.
Oh, God. I can't.
We're going to be in the Caribbean the same time.
And I'll be married.
I will not be married.
But you're going to be in the Caribbean.
But I'll be. We'll be in the
it's
Caribbean
gonna be
with my baby.
Fuck yeah.
On the trip that I won in fucking Wheel
it's
of Fortune.
So cool. So cool. Are we going to talk about
football?
It's been
football? A good
year. Are we going to talk about football?
It's been a good year.
We don't have to.
Yeah, we'll talk about football.
We can do football next week.
We'll talk about football this week. But
it's been 40 minutes, and we haven't talked about football yet.
So we've talked about it a little bit. We talked about Friday night.
That's how the football conversation
started. Yeah.
We never actually talked about anything football.
That's Friday
football,
night.
Really.
So we got Friday night covered.
Sure.
Saturday night is college football now for us in our house.
And you
and
hate
last
it.
Night, I no, I like college football.
No, I know. But you hate the fact that you can't watch.
Last night I really hated it. It made me very angry. So there's a couple things. So we were going to record last night. Today's Sunday. We were going to record Saturday. We were going to record Saturday.
Like, fuck life.
It's hard when people you love are doing something that you watch. It makes it much more difficult.
I can't grasp that.
Yeah.
Like I can, but I can't. Like.
Sure, you can. I mean, somebody you care about, you can imagine how much you care about, you know, the Chargers.
Anybody.
Yeah, but then if you found out
but if
that,
it's
like.
My person? Like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine. Like, I am, like, what, 4 degrees separated away, like, as far as, like, real family ties. But, like, I'm good friends with Tony, and, like, I'm good friends with you, and, uh-huh. like. It blows my mind that I can be, like, I know this guy. His name's Anthony, and he is a fucking amazing quarterback for USD. And everyone's like, USD, doesn't matter, never going to play. Like,
right.
It's like they're not part of anything, whatever.
Right.
And, like, I don't know his life goals. I don't know if he wants to be a football player, if he's just doing it because that's how he gets to go to school. And if that's the case, then good for him. But, like, I can't imagine watching somebody in my own family
right,
like, go to that level because, like, that's literally one step below being a pro sports person of any sport.
For sure, two of his teammates last year are in the NFL this year.
Right.
So
that's
for sure.
So crazy to me.
Yeah.
Ugh, anyway.
I can't imagine if you don't get to watch.
Like,
I mean, it's just essentially it's like the same in a way. It's not the same. When you're watching somebody in your family play little league and then play, you do whatever they do, you know, right. or even like being a play.
Yeah.
You,
you support. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to go watch this show that I would never watch because my friend or family's in it.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. Or even just like so a good example is like this week, an old girlfriend of mine from back in the day from college, has a daughter who's in high school, who's starring in a local production of a show that got a lot of press and her daughter got a big write up.
Sure.
And I know how much that meant to her.
Oh yeah.
You know, especially as an actress and as a performer,
right.
you know, that your little girl is getting accolades.
Correct.
You know,
at this review. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then she's got this whole run of a show that you get to go watch her in.
Right.
You know, and just probably just become
gush
butter.
Over
yeah. Yeah.
And
just,
over
yeah. Just
and
melt
yeah.
and cry and become a weepy mess.
Yep.
Watching them do their thing.
For sure.
And so that's my brother every week
yeah.
with Anthony watching football.
Right.
It's the same thing, and it's a lot of fun, but the stakes are so high that when it doesn't go well, it's so not fun.
Right.
That I don't ever think that it's not worth it. I don't even get on board with that shit.
Right.
Like especially like broken hearts and
oh yeah
and all that stuff. It's like I don't even like it's not even like it's not even a contest.
Right.
Yes, I will lose.
Right.
Just let me play.
Right.
I'll play as long as I can play. I'll
Correct.
Lose in whatever the arena is.
Right.
And gladly take the loss. Not gladly. I'd rather win.
Well, yeah.
But
just let me play.
But let me play. Yeah.
Right.
You're right. And so he's playing and he's doing well. And they took a hard loss this week. And,
yeah.
and things just didn't work as well as it could.
It could have.
And, man, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
And part of it was like this feed
the
that I'm trying to watch.
Is
yeah,
not
the stream was not working. And I was all excited because Last year,
I tried to watch. I downloaded on the PlayStation.
On the Pluto, right?
I downloaded Pluto.
Uh huh.
And it wouldn't. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find the game on there.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't showing up.
And like, so
it was earlier in the day.
But you know what was there? A lot of other stuff for free.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
like not to like. You just like shat on them because like they didn't have the game, which is a big deal.
But it's a free service.
That's free TV, dude.
They had a lot of stuff.
They had movies.
Yep.
Like they had a lot of stuff, dude. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like anyway.
It was
like being a TV person.
Yep.
I was like, how did I not know there was digital TV? Like not like. 5-channel TV. This is like
hundreds of channels
of free TV.
Yeah. And
so get rid of your cable. Just download this stupid app. It has the networks on there.
It had
MSNBC and it had.
Yeah, it has some stuff on there. It has a lot of stuff.
A lot.
For free.
For free.
But
anyway,
yeah,
it was crazy. They didn't have the game though, so fuck them.
The game, well, they had about maybe a 40% of the game, which was annoying. Like, so I was like.
Yeah.
Going between the computer and then the radio, well, the radio on the computer.
Sure.
And the place and the big TV and the Roku.
Yep.
So I didn't look at a PlayStation, but I'm sure it would have been the same thing because they were getting the feed from the same Big Sky conference.
I looked.
And they kept messing it up.
Yeah.
So here's another thing that made me think of that.
Sure.
There has been proven about the power of prayer.
Yes.
Like through like science.
Yes. Dude, I just read a
100 people.
Book.
Yeah. Book so there'll be things that they show if there's this group of people who concentrate and pray about certain something.
Yeah. It was in Dan Brown Inferno.
That makes sense. That makes sense right along those same lines.
Right. Where, so like it's a scientific fact that human brains can affect mass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so if everyone's focusing their solid energy upon something,
right?
It can affect change.
So,
it's proven.
Football.
Yes.
Do you think it was the mass of Patriot fans that created that amazing interception? Was as the Seahawks are about to score a touchdown? You know, or did it have an effect? Did it have an effect?
Well, the same thing against the Falcons last year, where
did it have an effect? Right.
Look at Julian Edelman making a miracle play that the ball should have bounced on the ground eight ways a Sunday, and it bounced off of everyone else, and then he magically caught it.
Did it have? Yeah. Does it have an effect?
Probably.
Does like
so much focus energy has like it's a proven thing.
Right. Okay.
It's a proven thing.
Right.
So maybe.
So with that said, Your Honor, yes. I'd like to move on to my
jury. Did you get all that? Noted? Great.
Okay. So since we can all agree on that.
Yep.
You know, so what do you say in geometry?
Sure.
Where we're agreed that this.
Right.
Like
this
you establish this.
Like, correct.
So since we agree that this is this.
Right.
So therefore.
Correct.
Since we agree that massive thought can create, can affect reality,
change, yes, correct.
Then is it possible that fucking Cal UC Davis fucked up the feed so that there are less USD fans watching and providing their positive energy towards USD football to affect the change? Or even enough just to make it just a slight little thing. That's what I'm talking about, dude, where Apple is evil, man, and they're fucking around with your messenger and your talk to text and how it's going to change the message in the middle of it. It's to serve some purpose, and it's not you or me. It's the man.
It's the greater good. The greater good, dude.
Sorry, dude. I just peaked. I'm sure I just peaked your microphone.
I don't care. Sorry, listeners. So
I hope that made any sense at all. I hope that made sense.
It's good stuff.
So,
it's been 50 minutes.
All right,
and so I do want to talk about football for a little bit, for real.
We talked about a little bit of football.
Kind
of. Go ahead.
But so Thursday night football happened, and that was
great.
Probably one of the best games I've seen. Like everyone. Before the season started, it was like, the Patriots are going to dominate.
I love that so much.
And
16 and 0. I don't have a
real problem with the Patriots. Like, I'm like a lot of people in the fact that I don't like them because
they win a lot.
They're good.
Right.
And that's the only thing, like,
that's
quote,
the main thing.
Quote, they cheat, end quote. You could say that all day or whatever. It's dumb, whatever. I'm sure every team can, all forever, in the history of any sport ever, will try and get an advantage one way or another.
Right.
And sometimes people get caught, and if you're going to win all the time, then they're going to be under a bigger microscope, and you're going to get caught more. So whatever. That doesn't really affect me. The only reason I, quote, unquote, don't like them as much is because they win all the time.
They are good.
Right. Yes. It's just like the same reason I hate the Yankees. Like, they're right. good. They just good. Win. They have a big wallet, and they spend money, and they win. It's like, fuck you. You're right. good. And I am from a town where I have nothing good, so I hate the goods. Like, it's just how it works. And so I have nothing against them. And it was glorious to see them get spanked. Like,
it was glorious.
And they got spanked. They had so much cockiness coming out the gate. They're like, boom, touchdown, boom, fumble, boom, points. And then it was
like on their first couple drives.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, look at these guys.
Look at these cocky assholes.
Yeah, they're they just like, we could do whatever we
like,
want.
Boom, touchdown. Here we go. You fumbled, boom, points.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, we're going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, oops, you
so
didn't
cocky.
Make it.
Twice. Yeah. yeah.
And then the Chiefs are just like, they gave him the worst upset in their stadium history.
That's so great.
Like,
they gave him a good beat.
And it was such a good, like, and it wasn't like a total beatdown either.
No, no, no.
Like, the
it
Patriots
was a game.
Came back and the
Patriots
Chiefs,
were winning.
And the Patriots and yeah. the Chiefs. And it was like, this is, and I was like, scripted or not. And there's a lot of people that still believe that NFL is like rigged or whatever.
That's
and like,
so stupid.
But
go ahead.
Scripted or not, that shit was the perfect opening game of football. Because now, talking about today on Football Today, I don't know if you watch football. I could only see like score updates on my phone because I worked all day, and I know you worked all day too, so I was watching my fantasy game and all this stuff. And the games were not that good today. Like, there was big disappointment across the board. Yeah. Like, watching the fantasy scores, like, if you know anything about fantasy football, the app will show you, like, it's green if your team is beating its projections, and it's red if it's, like, underperforming. Every single team in my fantasy league had red scores. Every single one,
yeah.
which means that everyone on fantasy football underperformed, which means that in real life, football underperformed. And so it's weird that the first game of the season is this mega super blowout, crazy awesome, like, this
great
team's
game.
Winning, this team's winning, this team's
great
winning, this
game.
Team's winning. Score, 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 score. And then you get to today, and the Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks are 0-0 in the halftime.
So they literally said, the announcers literally said, if you like punts, then this is your game.
0-0 at halftime.
Like, it was 3-0 at halftime, actually.
Oh yes,
but
yeah.
Somehow I missed that. Like I was working and I was like, it was 0-0, and I thought for sure the Seahawks were like on their own 30 or something like that, and no one's moving the ball at all. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go across the park and do this.
Right.
And I get across the park and I'm like, halftime, 3-0.
Score.
I'm like,
right.
what?
But it's
I still don't know how that happened.
It's just so funny that the opening game is such a perfect example of a football game where it's like score, score, score. Defense is actually doing a good job, but there's still a high score. Like, you know what I mean? Like, neither of the defenses were like terrible. It's just there was perfect little plays going on here and there. And it was this perfect game of like the good guys winning and the bad guys losing. And you're like, yeah. And then you get to today, the official like real opening day, and it's like everything sucks, nobody's winning.
I think
this is terrible.
I think, like, nah, well, I mean, it just depends. Like, if you were an LA Rams fan, you were probably really happy today. They like,
there's
they,
some, yeah, there's
they
some
start.
Stuff.
I mean, of course, they played the Colts
without Andrew Luck,
which is essentially
sure.
the Rams,
correct? right,
and so. So it wasn't like that big a deal that they won, but it was like happy at least for
them.
But
see, that's the thing, and that's what okay. You just brought up the Los Angeles Rams, and that that brings me to my next thing. I worked on Thursday. I got to watch most of the probably 95% of the Thursday night game.
Cool.
Which Chiefs? Boo! They're in the
they're in our league,
they're
but
in the
I'd,
AFC West.
I cheer for them over
boo.
The Patriots every time.
Correct. And the Patriots, boo. But you know what? I wanted to watch the game because it was the opening night of football. And I was like,
right.
I got to watch it. It's football. Great. Love it. And then we get to Sunday, where I'm literally working all day, and then I'm sacrificing, quote-unquote, to not watch the Dallas game, which I don't care. I have Dak Prescott in my fantasy league, so I'm going to check my score. But
is there a score?
I'm sure. But I don't care about the Cowboys or the Giants. It'd be cool to watch
really.
It, but whatever. I'd rather record. And then tomorrow, Monday Night Football, you know who's playing?
Yes, I do.
Who?
The Saints and the Vikings.
And?
Go Drew Brees.
And? Who else?
And a great divisional matchup that's been a big rivalry for decades.
Between whom?
Between the Denver Broncos and the Chargers of Los Angeles, California. I'm sorry. I couldn't get that out.
It's
all the
hardest thing for me. Like it's
harder for
it's
you.
It's probably so stupid.
Like, it's not stupid, dude.
I'm
it's
sure
not
a lot
stupid
of people
all.
Think it's dumb.
It's no.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yes, you're
I'm
right.
I'm sure a lot of people are like, that's
dude,
stupid.
Dude, whatever.
And I'm sure a lot of people are just like, just watch them. Just enjoy. And just, that's your team. Just watch them. And I try. I really try. I'm like, that's my team. That's that's my boys. That's my Chargers. That's my Philip Rivers.
Right.
He's not the best. He's kind of a dick. But I also. But he's my guy. Like,
he's
that's my
dick.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, I like Antonio Gates. That's my guy. Like, he's good. Never cheated. Never been, like, whatever. He's my guy. I'm down. And then they just fucked me hard. They, like, bound and gagged me and raped me hard.
Well,
and then left me to the curb.
I wouldn't say that.
I know.
But
it's hard. Like, emotionally, it feels like it. I'm like, right. You guys fucked me so wrong.
All right,
it
so
was
let
not
me,
good.
Let me.
And now it's the worst because, like, I worked all day, and, like, the only thing that I get to watch as far as football is Monday Night Football, and you know who's fucking playing? The stupid team that stabbed me in the back.
So you would have chosen to not see that game if you could have helped it?
I would rather there be, like, a Packers game.
So you would have
tomorrow.
Rather like not seen it? Like so
if,
yeah.
If the only game
on
opening
Sunday
weekend of football, yeah. If it's Sunday and I'm off, whatever.
Would you watch? Yeah,
not
of course because you're heartbroken.
No, it's so hard. It's so,
so
difficult.
I mean, because I've already decided. I'm watching the Chargers. Like every chance I get, I'm watching the Chargers.
I'm sure I'm gonna.
And I'm gonna cheer for them for the most part.
I'm sure I'm gonna. But I'm also if they lose, I'm not gonna be like.
It does take a
there's,
little
there's
bottom end
There's going to
be
like
out.
A...
it takes a little bottom end
it's
out,
gonna
yeah.
It's going to be... Like, there's not... I'm not 100% invested. Which, if you're going to be a sports fan, and you're going to have a team...
You can't live and die with a team if you don't die for them.
But,
and
right.
I'm not going to die for the Chargers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If they don't win, I'm not going to... Like, when it's the fourth quarter, and there's, like, two interceptions, and they lose by, like, 1 point again...
You're
going to
say,
not,
ha-ha.
I'm not going to be, like... heartbroken.
Right.
Whereas before I'm like sitting, I'm getting angry.
It's
my,
you.
I can feel my blood pressure right. I'm like,
it's
what
you.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
How you're losing?
They are
because wow!
They were representing
right.
you.
And I would talk
time.
About them and I would say we and like people are like, that you're one of those we people. You say like we lost, we won.
Yeah. And, we're the Chargers.
And
yeah.
People are like, and if you don't follow sports at all, you don't get it. But if you are a sports person,
yeah, and you
have say we.
Yeah.
Like we lost, like we won, like that's just what you do,
right?
And like now I don't have a we. I'm not a thing. Like I kind of do, and like so many people have like thrown out the ex-girlfriend like analogy, and it's kind of like
apt.
Getting tired.
It's apt. It's a tire. It's tired, but it's apt.
But it's there because it's real. Like I don't want. I don't want to watch. If the Chargers won the Super Bowl right now, it would be like my ex-girlfriend dumped me and then fucked the guy that she cheated on me with in front of me and then got married. In front of me. If they won the Super Bowl this year, not going to happen.
Right.
But if they did and they were in L.A. and the Super Bowl championship ring says Los Angeles Chargers on it.
Right.
That's the worst thing that could ever happen.
I don't know.
Sports-wise. Because my grandfather was a season ticket holder his entire life.
Right.
And, like, we made it to the Super Bowl one time. And he was the happiest old man I have ever seen in my life.
I bet. Dude, I bet.
And you know what happened?
That makes me weepy.
And you know what happened? They lost.
They lost.
And then you know what happened?
They got whooped. They got whooped.
And you know what happened later? He died.
After... Nah,
no,
I mean,
not
like
right
as
after,
a result.
Like years later.
Okay.
But like he died.
Right. So he lived his entire life.
Lived his entire life and loved this team
right.
more than anything. And so like I literally grew up watching and loving and loving and watching it with the family and like, woo.
Right.
And if they won now, like, it would be like them, like, taking a shit on my grandpa's grave.
I don't know if it would be that
I need to talk to somebody from, like, Baltimore and be like, what do you feel about the Indianapolis Colts? Like, you know what? Like.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure.
It's just so hard.
It's tough.
Because I want to root. I want to root for the Chargers. The Chargers are the Chargers. Like, I want to.
You're San Diego. This is the team you grow up around.
They're not San Diego Chargers anymore.
Right. No,
and it's difficult.
It's brutal. It's brutally hard. And it's easier for me since I'm not from San Diego.
Right.
I have been a Charger fan for a long time.
Correct.
But my Charger fandom wasn't always connected to the community town of San Diego,
right,
which the team represents,
correct,
you know, and so, but still, it does suck because, like, I've been here for 15 years,
right, and they've been your local team for 15 years,
and it was no warm up period. I was a Charger fan coming in,
right,
so I've always liked the Chargers and loved the Chargers, and over the last 15 years, they've been my favorite team.
Right.
Like, my favorite team more than the Bears,
yep,
and more than the Seahawks.
Correct.
The Chargers have been my favorite team.
Right.
And so I do love this team. And so for me, almost like as if, like, I can't complain about the Chargers because I didn't come from here.
Right.
I moved here from Seattle, which moved here from Portland, which, right, moved here from South Carolina.
Well, see, that's like everyone else, like, in San Diego. San Diego, right, is such a transplant town anyway.
And I have an issue with, even though I don't like to take that side necessarily,
right,
with professional sports taking advantage of communities.
Sure.
You know, that there's something very, very wrong about that. And
sure.
Taking advantage of the same type of community that your grandfather lived his entire life with, died, went to the grave with.
Correct.
This type of, like, bond with his neighbor over.
Correct.
That you and I, we want to see the Chargers do well.
Right.
And not only, we want to really see the Chargers do well.
Yep.
And our connection is now stronger because of the Chargers.
Yep.
That's gone.
Gone.
That's gone.
Yep.
And I lost my train of thought.
And it's all gone for no reason, other than, like, we're going to make a couple pennies.
Right. So,
in theory.
So these NFL owners,
right,
Spanos,
mm-hmm,
are so callous to the romanticism of NFL fandom.
Right.
Or sports fandom, I,
sure,
should say. That none of that means, none of that is, doesn't even factor in.
Nope. Bottom line, that's it.
Which is wrong, let me say.
Yeah.
That is wrong. That there is an intrinsic.
It shouldn't be about the bottom line.
Right. Okay.
It
so this is
be
this
about
is similar.
The bottom line.
This is a similar analogy.
Sure.
Okay. We need to probably wrap it up pretty soon.
Yeah.
But
I ranted for a while. I apologize. I took up a good 10 minutes yelling about the Chargers.
It's all good.
And
it's a football episode. If we don't bitch
ranting,
about the Chargers,
dude.
And you know, so Nick McCann.
I haven't
wants
really
to
ranted. That was like the first time I really went off.
No, so that's good, and it also it illustrates a lot of what people are feeling. So, yeah, people who like are kind of like, man, what, why, what, who cares?
Right.
You know, they will probably have a little bit more
because I do.
Of course, you care.
Right.
Of course, you
They're
care.
Like, why do you care? And it's like, because I have cared 34 years of my life.
Exactly. Right.
Like, that's why.
Of course, I care. So,
yeah.
So, goddamn it.
Nick McCann.
Nick McCann.
And how it,
yeah,
relates
so Nick
to
McCann,
yeah, yeah, other.
Wants, because I want him to come on again, mm-hmm, of course. But Nick McCann from the Kept Faith Sports,
yep,
on Voice of San Diego.
Yep.
He wants to come on and talk about Charger football after the first game is played as LA Chargers.
Right.
Because he has a lot of thoughts and energy about that.
Right.
In fact, we may want to consider recording on Tuesday.
We could,
or something like
we
that.
Probably could.
Or,
I'm down.
Because
I'm going to be very upset. Or, like, it's so weird. If they come out, because also it comes into the fact that I don't like the Broncos.
Like, I hate the Broncos.
Like, as
in a lovely, lovely,
right,
lovely sports way.
I
hate them so,
right,
much.
Just like the Chiefs, just like the Raiders.
I don't hate the Chiefs as much, but like the Raiders,
but
like,
but
the Patriots.
But the Broncos... The Broncos and the Raiders are my two, like, F you guys.
Because, right,
they're the big division rivals,
right,
of the team that I grew up loving. And so I'm like, F you. Like, I'm supposed to hate you.
Right.
And, like, I think I'm
not going to cheer for you now against my team.
Right.
That's now in another city.
I can't. And so if the Chargers win, I'm like, yeah.
You've got to be.
They won and they beat the stupid donkeys. Yeah, they beat the stupid Broncos.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, but they won and it's a Los Angeles victory.
Right.
Ugh. Like and I grew up as a, like not even just bait, like not even football, but like as a San Diego person, fuck LA. Like that's the, how it goes. And it goes
that's
the same
so
way.
That's so really funny.
Like it goes the same way. Like LA hates.
I don't know if they do, man. I really don't. I honestly don't think.
Maybe.
I don't think that they care as much.
Maybe.
Like they're just too, because they think
you
they're
know
the
why?
Shit. They
because
don't think,
they're better. Right?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, dude.
Right.
But you know what's funny?
I
is you come to San Diego
like
and everybody from San Diego, right. everybody right. would say, dude, fuck LA.
Yeah, fuck
dude,
LA.
San Diego's way better.
Right.
Fuck LA.
But as far as like sports go, they literally, obviously, have won everything.
Well,
and
that's
San Diego.
I mean, no, that I mean,
has.
Yeah. But honestly, like to me, like,
so,
that,
like
that's like a tiny thing.
You're like, I'm better than you. Then,
no,
like,
I'm
they,
just thinking in terms of.
Hate,
I'm thinking in broad,
oh,
like
just like cities.
in like yeah, just yeah, like just in general, like, your space in the universe.
Right.
I'm better than you. You know, really? Yeah, I'm way better than you.
Right.
You know that no, as cities they compete.
Sure.
Besides
yeah.
sports. In sports, I mean, San Diego hasn't had a whole lot of success, you know,
yeah.
in sports. But as just cities and places to live and places to be.
But that's why there's like such, like, what's that dumb joke? Like, why is San Diego so breezy?
Why?
Because L.A. sucks. Or like L.A. blows
or
whatever.
Oh, that's funny. I've heard that joke. I've heard about North
yeah.
Dakota and
like
South Dakota.
All this stuff. Like, why yeah. is it suck? Or why is it so breezy? Oh, because L.A. blows. Or
yeah.
ha, 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 ha. Right. But like, that's a thing. For a reason, like we just hate each other. Well, San Diego think we hate LA because they think they're better than us.
Yeah, I'm sure that we resent LA in a way that like yeah. for the most part they're like, eh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I live in LA because I'm better than San Diego. Like
now,
that's how they feel.
I tell you how they would hate San Diego is
sure.
if the Padres made a dynasty that ran for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, forever. Yeah.
Yeah, the jury for just a few, even just a few years.
Well, it's like the Boston, New York thing.
Yeah, for sure. If Boston was never good,
right.
New York wouldn't care less.
Right.
But
when they came back
good.
And they won and they like have been good, then they're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah,
like,
it's a great rivalry.
They finally got like
same
the other
with the,
side.
Same with the Cardinals and the Cubs. I mean, the
yeah,
Cardinals
yeah, yeah.
have dominated
right.
that for the most part.
And so now that there's like actual competition, it's like, oh, I hate you too.
God, I hate the Cubs.
right.
hate the Cubs. And I hate the Cardinals. But it's so funny. Like, it's...
But it's in a
so
fun way.
In an absolutely
like one of the,
fun
one of my
way.
Favorite things, I think I might have told this anecdote before, but one of my favorite things that ever happened is on a Sunday, I was wearing a Chargers jersey, probably an LT jersey, and I was at Best Buy before football started. It was like early in the morning. They had just opened. I went there to get like a DVD or something, and I was looking at big screens, and I was like, ah, look at those TVs. Those are nice, just because that's what you do when you're in Best Buy.
Right.
And this guy walks up, and he's like, oh, thinking about getting a TV, huh? And he's, like, staring at the wall with me. And I was like, yeah, you know, maybe in the future. I don't really want one right now. Just kind of browsing. And he looks at me, looks down at my shirt, and looks back at me and goes, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I was like, what? And he's like, go Steelers. And turned around and walked away.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
And I was like, that is the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Like, that was, it was like, the, it's, and that's what,
you're
that's
like,
what sports
fuck you,
does.
You think I don't want to buy a TV? I'll like, show you what Charger fans can do.
But that's what,
I'll take the biggest one.
But that's what sports does. Like,
yeah.
I could hate you. You could walk in and, like,
right.
like, if you have, like, a Padres jersey and a Padres hat on, and then the guy walks in with a Dodgers jersey and a Dodgers hat, and you walk up, you're like, ooh, I hate you. I'm
yeah.
not, I'm never, I'm like, I will hate you. Like, as hard as I can hate you, but at the same time, I'll give you the biggest hug ever.
Right.
Because I don't really hate you.
Right.
I hate kind of what you're representing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we both love the thing so much that I love the fact that you love it so much.
Right.
So, like, we're the same team, even though we're different.
Right.
And that's what makes sports so good.
Dude, Cleveland and, you know, the Indian and Cub fans,
right.
you know, you'd think there wasn't a huge affinity for each other like
right.
that entire time last year.
Yeah.
And during the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they all like, oh,
I
not
can't
you.
Believe you won.
Not
but,
you.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was you, but
yeah,
fucking not
yeah, but
you.
I hate
it's,
you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. That's what sports does.
Yeah.
So I just can't. I can't believe that I have to watch the Chargers tomorrow and it's going to be hard and it's going to break my heart. Also, Riverdale is good.
You hope why not?
I said also Riverdale's good.
We did it, Riverdale. Was there another one
you
that we were supposed to hit?
You watched something.
Oh, my battery died.
What did you watch?
I watched
something.
fucking.
I watched the first three episodes of Riverdale. Have you seen this show? Have you seen Riverdale?
I watched like one episode, maybe
the
two.
The pilot episode is the bomb. Like, if there's a good pilot episode of a modern kind of a new show, that's one of them.
Is it a little Twin Peaks-y?
It's good. You're like, what? So I started the show without, because what we do, our routine, I'm sure you've heard it before, is I sit on one side of the couch, Samantha sits on the other side of the couch, I usually play on my phone, she's like doing her coloring books. It's like Sudoku, but coloring, it's kind of hard to explain.
Right.
Pixel Cross or something like that, that's what it's called. Anyway, she's over there, I'm doing my thing, and then I usually turn on TV, and then I just turned on Riverdale without her knowing what I picked. I was just like, I'm gonna
blow her mind.
I'm gonna pick something. Watch this. There's not gonna be any discussion. I'm just gonna be like, bam. And so I picked it, and come to find out, she grew up reading Archie comics.
And you didn't know that?
I did not know that. And she grew up reading them. And so, like,
She's familiar with all the names.
As the story's going on, Veronica, blah, 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 Betty, blah, 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 Archie. And then by the time they said Archie, she's like, looked up from the book.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she's been paying attention.
Right.
But when they said Archie, she, like, looks up and she goes, what was that brunette girl's name?
Veronica.
And I was like, Veronica? Because I knew the concept of the show going in. And so I was like, Veronica? And she's like, and the blonde girl? And I was like,
Betty.
And she's like, and that guy's Archie. And I was like, yeah. She's like, what are we watching right now? And I was like, it's Riverdale. I was like, it's Riverdale.
Stay out of Riverdale.
It's the modern take on the Archie comics. And she's like, what? This exists? And I was like, yeah, I think it's on CW. It's like, it's on CW. And it's supposed to be really good. She's like, okay. And then from that moment, she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like,
but it's dark, right? It's like adult.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, at the 10 minute mark, it finally, like, boom, says Riverdale. So there's like a good solid 10 minute intro or whatever. And at the 10 minute mark, I was like, yes or no. And she was like, I want to see where it goes. Yes.
Now, did you read Archie?
No, not really.
Me neither.
Not
me
really.
Neither, even though I was aware of it.
Right. I know the names, and I know
Jughead,
like Archie and Jughead.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm aware, but I never, she read them.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. And so at the end of the first episode, I was like, do you want to watch more? And she gives everything three episodes. That's her rule. Three episodes. And so
decent rule.
And I was like, do you want to watch more? And she's like, I'm intrigued by the first episode. And I was like, is it what you remember from the comics? And she says, quote, spoiler alert, I guess, but it's the first episode, so get over yourself. She says, quote, I don't remember him banging his teacher.
I guess I don't remember that from the pilot.
Right.
I don't remember anything from the pilot.
And so
I have to watch it.
And I was like, yeah, I imagine that wouldn't happen in the wholesome, wonderful Archie comics. Because my idea of an Archie comic is they're like, gee golly, that's swell. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Like, ripped out of, like, the 50s.
And right,
like,
yeah, very pure.
Right.
Very pure.
And so he's fucking his teacher in the first episode. You're what? And there's, like, one of the guys, like, they find a dead body that's been, like, shot in the head. And you're like, what is happening in this show? And so, like, I'm super intrigued. I'm like, I need to know where all this goes. I need to know where all this goes. And so we've watched three episodes so far.
That's how far you are in, like, three episodes?
Yeah, yeah. It's very good. It's definitely intriguing. There's only, like, 10 in the first season, so it's super digestible.
Cool.
Yeah. And Nick, my buddy Nick, he left us a voicemail. I think I played it a while back.
Right,
he called did. And recommended it. So I was like, yeah, I'll watch it.
We'll try Riverdale.
And so we're watching it.
Cool.
Anything you've watched lately?
I feel like
you mentioned something.
Dang it. Like, I have watched something.
Yeah, but your phone's dead.
Phone is dead. I was going to say, I'll check it and see. I'll just check my Netflix. What
was it on? Was it on Netflix? Was it on Hulu?
Okay. Here are a couple
was
things.
On...
I've watched The Tick.
Oh,
on Amazon.
Was that
I've watched
good?
About five episodes.
Is it good?
It is pretty good.
Okay.
So honestly, it hasn't like really grabbed me.
Sure.
It's entertaining and kind of funny, but it hasn't been funny.
It's not what it should be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really judge. I mean, like, I remember there being a tick. I remember Matthew Warburton being or Patrick Warburton being a tick.
Matt Warburton
being a tick. But it's kind of like dark a little bit.
Right.
But it's well done.
Right.
That's and, cool. And kind of enjoyable.
And it's on Amazon, right?
And on Amazon.
Yeah.
I've watched that. I've watched, God dang it, what have I watched as well? Something else new.
There was something you said in your little Howard Cosell intro thing that you just watched.
Let me see if I have my...
Oh, if you saved it to your notes, it would be in your notes on your thing.
Yes. So let me look at my notes real fast. That's why
what
we
did you
make
mention?
Notes and why we do that stuff.
Because okay. The only thing new that I've really watched is Riverdale. I watch all the food shows. We're heavy into MasterChef. I don't think there's anything TV-wise. She's been watching Sleepy Hollow a lot, which is a show.
Oh, the on Fox. Yeah, I
it's
couldn't get
so
into that.
It's so weird. He's like in the future,
Headless Horseman.
And like it's in modern times, and he travels through time, and I don't. It's weird.
It's not on my notes.
Dang it!
But
what the hell?
That's okay.
Was it movies? No, it was a TV show. Jared, the mailman's watching Riverdale, and BJ, the absent-minded professor, is watching. He can't remember
because he's the absent-minded professor. Okay, so. So I have watched and caught all the way up with mm-hmm. You're the Worst.
Okay.
Which,
you mentioned that
which
before.
We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. I'm not in love with it. I like it. I got to tell you.
Tell me.
And I think I probably mentioned this before, maybe.
Yes.
I kind of have a problem with English accented characters.
Okay.
That it's gimmicky.
Okay. I get you.
Okay, and so I feel a little gimmicky every time he talks in his accent.
Got it.
Okay. But at the same time, they do some very, very, like, on You're the Worst, mm-hmm. Some very interesting stuff. Like, they delve in very deep on some stuff. They delve into her, she owns up to clinical depression.
Okay.
Which is, they don't talk about very much on television.
Right.
But they make that a plot point mm-hmm. for several episodes, and that's very interesting to see. One of the main characters is an Iraqi war vet who has PTSD.
Got it.
And at least in a couple episodes, that is a big plot
like
point.
Like he's an Iraqi, or he fought in the Iraq war as an American?
He, as an American, fought in the Iraqi war.
Got it.
He has
Got
issues
it.
About
sure.
that.
Yep.
Because
I thought that, like, one of the big things from Lost, to bring it back to that show we haven't talked in forever, was it Saeed, when he's, like, talking to Hurley, he's like, yeah, I was in the war. Which war? Iraq war. Oh, great.
Totally forgot that.
But
I
he
totally
was,
forgot
but
that.
But he was fighting for the other side. And
right,
so
okay, I remember now.
Right.
Right.
And he was, like, a torturer for the...
That's right. Now I remember.
But like when he's like, "Oh, great, dude! Thanks for your service or whatever," and he's like, mm-mm.
"You don't mean that."
Yeah, we were on the opposite sides.
I took guys like you, I admit.
But now they're all part of the. Anyway, sorry.
Right.
I love Lost. Anyway, sorry,
dude. Maybe we need to watch Lost.
Might be time for a rewatch.
It might be time, dude. It might be time for a mass rewatch where we get a lot of people in. And then by the time we get...
That could be the show that we watch the like Mystery Science Theater Facebook Live one with. We could be like, time to watch an episode of Lost. Boom.
We could do a couple episodes of that and do that.
Oh, baby.
Especially the first couple.
I fucking love Lost.
And
man.
And then
we could talk about it and have a big discussion and be like, I'm right and you're wrong and it's great. This
and then
why.
Get Michael Emerson on and...
And Carrie Preston.
Well, she wasn't on the show, but
I
she
know,
would...
But she show up.
She needed to be on the show anyway. She needs to be on our show.
That's right.
So, and she'll
anyway,
come on.
What have you been watching?
She'll come on. She's
what,
a movie star.
What was the last show you watched?
Last show I watched, I don't know.
Damn it. I tried to, like, psych you into, like, getting it.
Well, one of the things is that Andrea into, like, has agreed to now start watching Game of Thrones. So she's watched this last year.
Right, but now it's going to
so
go
So now
back.
She's starting it all over again.
Nice.
Or all over for the first time for
That's
her. And she's into it. And so I'm into it whenever she watches it. I'm
right.
like, cool, we can watch this anytime, and
right.
I'll watch it and,
yep.
and move the story along.
Yep.
And we have plenty of time to watch the whole thing.
Nice.
Before the thing
Did
comes
you watch
back.
Any of the third season of Fargo?
Nope.
It happened, right?
It did
or
happen.
It
no,
is
it
happening.
It happened.
All of it?
I think the whole thing happened.
Like, I just missed it. I mean, I only saw half.
I saw the first
I only
seasons?
Saw. I didn't see the first one. I only saw half of the second season.
What was it? Was the second season?
Kirsten Dunst and
yeah, and
Ted
I saw
Danson
all that.
And
yeah.
I don't remember how it ended because I only saw the first half.
There was one of them that
But
ended,
I've heard the third season.
Oh, I shouldn't
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Sorry, man. I was about to just
yeah.
like,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
But apparently the third season came and went, like, without a big to-do.
It did come and go, and I started, maybe I started to watch it, and, like, I just, it didn't grab me.
Anyway, I really want you to know what you were watching. Anyway, it's
I've been watching stuff.
An hour and 20. We should shut up.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know what? I don't even care.
I wanted to do it for 50 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? They missed us. You guys out there, you missed this. I know you did. And you know what, though? Like, you were like, play the dirty language one. And, like, I went back and I was like, listen to it. And I laughed out loud. And maybe I laughed out loud because it's me and you. But, like.
No, I think it's fun. It's funny. Think it was funny. I think it was a funny episode.
Like, not that's to pat ourselves on the back, but, like, that's a good one.
No, that's why I was kind of like, play this one, because I was listening to it and I was like, this is good stuff. This is funny stuff.
There's stuff that we do that I legitimately, like, laugh so hard at. And then I don't remember what episode it's in. Because, like, there, I wanted to play a moment from one of the ones that I was like, oh, have you seen Whatchamacallit? And on microphone, you're like, yes. And I was like, okay, great. And then you shook your head, and I just lost my mind. Like, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Right, yes. But I remember the moment.
But I was like, oh, have you seen Lost? And you're like, yep. And I was like, okay, great. Well, it's like in Lost, and then you just shake your head at me. Like, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was. And maybe if you're a listener out there and you remember that moment, because it was a classic
Jessica Jansen
moment. And I don't remember what it was, but I wanted to go back and listen to that one, because I was like, that was the funniest shit that ever happened.
So what I've been thinking too.
Yeah.
And you know what we need to do?
What?
Listen to our episodes.
All of them? Again?
Well, we need to listen to the ones that we do, so that when we talk about something that we want to do in them, it's fresh in our mind.
Yeah, but there's so many.
No, just I'm talking about the most recent one. So we just have to listen to it every week.
Oh, I listen to the new ones, for sure.
Good.
But so, I don't remember them.
Well, we need to take notes. Jessica.
Yeah, get on it, PR girl. Do something.
So, God, what were we just saying? About
I don't know.
Show, about the watching the show.
Lost in the Mystery Science Theater.
And then doing the, God damn it.
Who knows? We'll go back and listen to it.
So
and,
much glory.
I was thanking the fans for listening, and they missed us, and have you watched whatever, and you shook your head no, and who knows, whatever. Right. We're off.
Find that, Jessica.
The moment's gone.
Find that moment.
But we should stop.
Yeah,
I know you guys have missed it, and you're welcome. You got
it. We missed it.
A bunch one.
We missed it, too.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I love doing the show, but when it's 110 degrees outside, I'm like, fuck, I'm not doing anything. I worked all day. No.
So this is a good testament for us. Even though he's been a guest on the show 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I ran into Mike Pettner, and he was telling me about how, like, his day and his week. And on his week, he was like,
right. Oh. He got thrown off.
He was like, he this is not a new episode.
Right.
And he's like, bleh. And he was so disappointed.
Have you?
And I was like, dude, I'm sorry.
Has that? Rhino. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. Mikey P. Next time, just call me, and I'll ramble in your ear for an hour.
Do
I
it.
Promise. Not really. Don't really do that. Call the voicemail and talk to them. 619-438-50-something-something. I almost had it.
Dude, you don't know that.
5092? Who knows? Nobody calls anyway.
I'm not going to tell you right
Who
now.
Who cares? It's there. You can find it. Check Facebook. Have you ever watched a show where you're, like, in the show, like, watching it live, and then out of nowhere they play a fucking rerun? Like, from that season, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like with just your normal, yeah, whenever.
Yeah, just a random
like, that
show.
Happened with Lost, like, a few times.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second. No, I've
this
seen.
Isn't, this isn't a new
is
episode.
This? And then you check the guide, the DVR, and you're like, what? You fucking.
This is the new, this yeah, is from it's two. Supposed to be, yeah, it's supposed to be a new episode.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So and I totally, for us, we have no season.
I totally get it.
You know, maybe totally, we should establish a season.
I know. We should take a break. Like.
Establish a season.
I know, like, it's...
But you know what? Every good show,
yep.
that during that downtime mm-hmm. is, like, when people... Like, the Daily Show, people are like, God damn it.
Right.
The Daily Show, or Real Time with Bill Maher, people yep. are like, another repeat?
Another rerun?
Come
another
on.
God dang rerun? Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry. But
and
you
I
know
do
what?
That with...
We're
with
humans.
This American Life, but I at this point, like, for them, they're a good example because... I forgive them for it because right. usually they replay something that's going to be entertaining anyway.
That's what
and
we
so,
do.
So I'm hoping that like I anytime hope. We choose to do a replay.
There's only been four?
There's
three?
Only been two, right?
Three, maybe. Three.
Three at the most. I think it's only two.
2 years worth of goods, and you're complaining about three reruns? Mike Pettner?
He doesn't care.
I'm gonna rerun. I'm not even going to air this one. You suck.
That'll show you. No one's going to hear this.
You're never going to hear this shit.
I hope you're happy, Mike P.
Yeah, this is all your fault.
Shit, I guess you won't hear me saying that, but...
It's all your fault, Mike. Mike Pettner, specifically.
Yeah.
Look him up on Facebook and send him a hate. Don't really.
Thousand...
Please don't.
Ooh,
I love...
Ooh.
What the hell is that? Dude, that was like a baby possum.
That's the baby possum that's been coming around here.
That was crazy scary, slash cute, slash freaky, slash gross.
Yeah.
All at once.
He's in there.
That
man.
Was right there.
He's a little.
I looked over and I thought it was a fucking huge rat. I thought it was a rat. And I was like, that's the biggest rat I've ever seen.
Yep.
And then it climbed the tree and I was like, that's a fucking possum.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's so cute. But then I was like, that's gross.
It's cute.
But possums are gross, dude.
But this is like the baby possum that's been kind of been hanging around for a long time. Like,
dude, feed him. Give him some candy right now.
Rachel would love to. Rachel wanted to make it a pet.
Ew.
You saw how cute it was.
But they're gross.
Exactly.
I'm traumatized, though. So see your fence and like how on your side of the fence you have the fence braces. And on the other side, all they would see is the wall. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
So in my childhood home growing up, I had just the wall. And the next door neighbors had the braces.
Right.
And like the dog was like, bark, 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 barking at the fence. And I was like, I got to find out what the fuck the dog's barking at.
Uh-huh.
And so I like put the little ladder and I climbed up and looked over the fence. And on the brace, which is, tell the folks, it's probably what, 6 inches? From the top of the fence?
About, 6 inches.
I fucking looked over the fence, and on the brace, 6 inches away from my face,
very
was
close
the
to your face.
Biggest fucking possum I've ever seen.
Walking along
it? It was, no. It
hanging
was
on
sitting
it.
Right there, staring, going, and it fucking hissed at
it
me.
It hissed,
and I fell off the fence.
How old were you?
Teenager?
Okay.
It was the worst. Fuck possums. But that thing was adorable.
It's traumatic.
Slash scary.
Yeah, this one's cute. This one's cute.
How the fuck does a possum live in North America? It's the only marsupial.
Dude, I'm telling
you,
this is the only one. Like, I'm pretty sure, I like to think anyway, that this is the exact same one that I've been seeing for like a couple months. Maybe
I'm sure it is.
Maybe not. I don't know how fast they grow.
Just shake the tree, dude. Just wiggle it.
I don't want to. I would turn on my flashlight,
but
it's
going to jump
in
your face, man.
Yeah.
It's going to jump in your face and it's going to eat you.
No,
alive.
I think if this is the same one, it just wants to be like.
Loved and squeezed and snuggled.
Or something.
It doesn't. It hates people.
Well,
it was right there. This is a podcast, but I'm pointing. It was fucking right there, dude.
So this iPad mini doesn't have the flashlight option.
Oh, because it's old. It was right there, man. Fucking, it was right there.
It was right there.
We got to end it.
It was literally a couple feet
away. That was a good
way
to end it. We were distracted anyway. There was a huge possum that wasn't really. It was big if it was a rat. It was a small, tiny possum.
Yep. It's a baby, cute possum.
It was all white. Or gray, or whatever color it was.
It's really cute.
It was cute. It scared the shit out of me. You were like, boo, and I looked over, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, I couldn't even get the words out.
It was cool.
What are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that that's the thing.
That's right
that's
there.
That's the thing I've been talking about. That's so. Right there.
So, yeah, check out The Possum in BJ's Tree.
Yeah.
Also, check out Riverdale. You can watch that along with me because I'm going to be watching that. Check out football. Don't root for the Chargers, but root for the Chargers. And,
of course.
And watch whatever BJ forgot that he's watching.
Yep.
Because
something like that.
We talked about it in this little thing, and we were like, we're going to talk about this. We're going to
talk
about that.
Well, we'll find out when we play the intro
about it.
When Howard Cosell talks about
what
we were going to talk about.
But you
my
know what?
Battery died and I can't reference
right
it.
Now, we're at 1 hour and 28 minutes, and so that's perfect.
That's low. It's way time
an hour
to go.
And a half, and you guys got the whole thing. So thanks for listening. You guys are the best. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And
we'll
see
you
on the
couch.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
And the possum...
the possum. Scary motherfucker.